Welcome back to the Friday morning edition of the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com, worldwide via the internet. Jody Blanco is a bullying expert, activist, and author of the New York Times bestseller, Please Stop Laughing at Me, and the award-winning sequel, Please Stop Laughing at Us. Jody, how are you?
I'm good, dear. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How does one become a bullying expert?
Well, there are a multiplicity of ways, but for me, from fifth grade through high school, I was the school outcast for the same reason so many are today, simply for being different. I was teased and spat on and excluded just mercilessly all through school. And when I hit my 30s, I decided I'm going to go public with my story in the wake of Columbine and all these other shootings. So I wrote, Please Stop Laughing at Me, never imagining it would become a New York Times bestseller. So at that point, I gave up my business career, and I started traveling America's schools, sharing my story to motivate change. And that became an in-school anti-bullying program that I've done for over a half million students, teachers, and parents nationwide over the past 12 years. My expertise is based on my own survival and my work with thousands and thousands of bullied students and bullies.
Joni, I was bullied also when I was in elementary school, and I finally got out of it. I guess I had had enough, and I still remember this like it happened yesterday, but I had to get in a fight with someone who was bullying me, and even though I wasn't a fighter, I pummeled them. I guess I was just so angry and upset. And after that day, even though I changed schools, I was never bullied again. Does that happen a lot with people?
It does, but I want to clarify something for your listeners, which is there are different types of bullying. The kind of bullying that you're describing is the traditional sort of schoolyard bullying. And that's a more innocuous form of bullying, because if you've got just like this big kid who's a bully and he picks on everyone indiscriminately, he's not doing any long-term damage really to any student. He's probably alienated himself. Where you get into the damaging bullying is when you have a group of kids who exclude someone over and over and over simply for being different. When you have a child who's not even necessarily overtly bullied all the time, but who just sits alone at lunch every day, who never gets invited to any of the cool parties, who's simply not on anyone's social or friendship radar. That's the kind of subtle bullying that causes the deepest long-term damage, because it makes you question your own self, and then you typically carry that insecurity deep into adulthood. So, standing up to a schoolyard bully often does the trick. I'm not advocating violence, but I do advocate you stand up for your dignity and tell someone to stop. But the exclusion, the feeling invisible all day long at school, that's the kind of subtle stuff it can really mess with the kid's head long term.
Jody, a Long Island, New York teenager was suspended over an anti-bullying video that faked a suicide. Tell me about this story.
Well, this is a really interesting story. This 15-year-old student in Long Island was asked to do an assignment for a business and communications class in which you create an advertisement or a promotion for a cause. So she very creatively chose to do an anti-bullying video. And in this video, it depicts a girl. She portrays a girl. It depicts a girl who's cyberbullied and teased and made fun of, who's eventually driven to suicide. Now, in the video, at the beginning of the video and in the end of the video, she clearly indicates that this is fictitious. She created a Facebook page for this character, and even on the Facebook page, it's clearly repeatedly indicated that this is fictitious. A parent saw it, panicked, didn't realize it was fictitious, called the police, and from there the story unraveled. And this girl was then suspended by the school for 5 days for disrupting the school. And what makes this infuriating to me is, number one, if you suspend a student for doing a prank, it's about intent, intention. If this girl had the intention of disrupting the school, was making fun of the subject, she deserved to be suspended, no doubt. But she wasn't. This was an assignment. She was brilliant. It was creative. And there were kids at school who were in tears. They were so moved. And I guarantee you that some of those kids who were moved weren't just victims of bullying, feeling as if they weren't alone, but they were some of the bullies themselves who probably recognized the error of their ways. Instead of this girl being celebrated, she's being suspended. It's ridiculous.
Did the teen cross the line with the video?
No, I don't think she crossed the line with the video. It was an assignment. She took a creative approach to an assignment, and she clearly indicated that it was fictitious. Now, what I think the school should have done, and I work with a lot of schools, and I know that they're well-intentioned. You know, everyone here was well-intentioned. But the problem here is that the school should have said, you know, we know this was brilliant, you're creative, you sparked a real conversation at school, you generated awareness, and we're proud of you, but you probably should have worked with us a little bit more closely before you posted this, or maybe next, you know, you should have even more clearly indicated it was fictitious. They could have had a discussion with her, and they could have sort of gently educated her, but to suspend her for being creative and for generating awareness at her school and creating buzz, to suspend her is punishing her good impulse and her good creativity. And I think that's wrong. You punish kids for their intentions. She did not have prankster or bad intentions. She was trying to save lives and get a good grade on an assignment.
Jody Blanco is a bullying expert and activist, as well as a Fox News Radio expert. Jody, for people who want to get in contact with you or learn more about what you do, where can they go?
Well, they can go to my website, Jody Blanco, that's JodeeBlanco.com. And if any schools want to bring me in to do my day-long anti-bullying program, all the information is there.
All right, Jody Blanco, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much. Enjoyed it as always. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com.